This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Did you know? Now's a good time to plant peonies, or peonies, or whatever you choose to call them. Any way you look at them, they're pretty, pretty plants. They're also very long-lived and can take some punishment. Their root system is pretty interesting. I have pictures of ones I dug up around my house on gardenbite.com. I'll mention that if you are dividing your peonies, wait for the tops of your plants to die first. Cut the stems to near ground level, then, using a spading fork, dig out the rhizomes. Make sure you dig a hole wider than the plant to avoid damaging the root system. Take out the entire clump. Cut it into smaller pieces, leaving at least 3 to 5 eyes per division. This part's very important. Without those eyes, you won't have a plant. Peonies prefer at least 6 hours of sunlight, are hardy to zone 3, in fact they really like our cold winters, and like well-drained soil. They're so hardy that you can plant up to a couple of weeks after the first frost. I have planting instructions on gardenbite.com. Peonies are pretty in plenty of situations, including your perennial bed, as accents or hedges. Their green foliage stays pretty all season long, and some change color with the onset of fall. Most peonies are about 2 to 3 feet tall. Yes, they can flop over, although there are some varieties bred to not flop so much. You can also give them a decorative support. Check out my website for some stunners, including the snow white Festiva Maxima with just a hint of red, and the deep red Buckeye Bell. An eye-catcher named Celebrity turns heads with its silky dark pink petals that are layered with white and a pale pink fringe. I'll have more on peonies, including one called Ido, on tomorrow's Garden Bite. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. And send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.